This is Decoded Datebook for January 21st. Today's regular hard news outlets are, sadly, primed with COVID events and lawbreaking. Back in 1944, the war was the news. The back page of the Saturday, January 22nd, Fargo Forum listed 29 Minnesotans and North Dakotans captured or killed in combat. The daily casualty count was a sad but constant reminder of the war's daily horror. Virtually every day of the war was a national test of courage, hope, and resolve. On the pages of newspapers came stories of civic events, rationing suggestions, shock, and hope. The stories that Saturday were typical of the daily wartime fare. In Bismarck, a native of the capital city was being honored for his service. Lieutenant Commander Paul Register was killed in the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, on the largely unknown island of Oahu. The Bismarck High School grad had attended the U.S. Naval Academy and was serving on the USS Arizona at the time of the attack. The story reported on the launching of the USS Register, a United States Navy high-speed transport named in Lieutenant Register's honor. It took to sea from the Navy Yard in Charleston, South Carolina. Happier news greeted a kindred Minnesota family that same day. After sustaining a number of shrapnel wounds, soldier Marcus Ringen was reported alive. His brother Harvey was also in the military, serving in the Navy in Florida. Their father was the former editor of the Kindred Tribune. In other news, Private First Class Myron Burnham was reported killed in action while serving in Italy. The Twin Valley native and former Hawley, Minnesota resident had four brothers, three of whom were also serving in the Army. An Ironton, Minnesota man was joyously celebrated by his hometown after he had escaped from a Japanese prison camp in the Philippines. The paper wrote that a party had been organized for Major Michael Dobrovich, who had an experience seemingly shared by only a few Americans, escape from a prisoner of war camp and from the islands. According to the editor of the Ironton Ranger newspaper, everyone was there and everyone had a great time. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.